All right. I don't know.
Let's ask a guy who deals with this, who deals with calls all the time. It is Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Brent Suter, who is joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Brent, good morning. Great to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
So we were talking about the game last night between Baylor and UConn and how it seemed like there was an egregious foul, maybe even several, at the end of the game on the Baylor player. Her name is, Ashton, you had it before, and I had it.
Dejanay Carrington.
Dejanay Carrington is exactly correct. You're a pitcher. How much do you rely on an umpire calling the game the same at the beginning and calling it the same at the end when you're out there on the mound?
Yeah, it's one of those things, as a starting pitcher, you want to get the feel for the umpire zone, and if you're a reliever, you want to see what that zone is like from the start of the game and try to just either take advantage of it or adjust to it a little bit. You don't want to go too far away from your own game, so I don't want to go too far away from the high strike. Really try to want to get that call, but if they're not calling it, I got to do something to get ahead in the count, so I might have to adjust my game plan a little bit. But certainly umpires factor in, just like refs do, just like all kinds of officiating do. It's part of the game, and that's why people love it, I think, is the human element.
Brent, do you think in our lifetime we will see balls and strikes called electronically, and would you be in favor of that?
I think it started in independent ball. I think 2 years ago I was talking with some guys who were having electronic strike zones in independent ball. The mixed reviews, I'll put it that way. Some of them, that it was okay. Some of them absolutely hated it. They actually said the walk rate went way up because guys weren't getting anything off the plate a little bit that looked really good from the human eye. And so walks were way up. So there's a chance. I know a lot of parts in baseball are moving towards that direction. But again, I think the human element, some people really, really like the human element of officiating. So there's going to be pushback regardless. But I think there's a chance we'll see it in the big leagues at some point.
All right, Brett, we can ask about baseball stuff later, but our own Jen found out today that she has a food sensitivity to eggs. She eats eggs literally every single day, like some form of eggs for breakfast. So, right. Like, this was devastating news to her. If right. there was a food that would be devastating to you that you found out you had a food sensitivity to, what would it be?
Probably bread, like some type of bread or like pizza crust, maybe.
Oh,
I really, really love veggie pizza. It's like one of my favorites. So,
you like the crust of the pizza?
Well, I don't know. Maybe like the maybe cheese of the pizza is more valuable. I can maybe do something else.
But the crust is important too, man. It goes everything yeah. goes.
Did
into.
I just bully him into changing his
you
answer?
Did?
Well, it's. I mean, cheese is a close second, I'll put it that way. But, yeah, maybe crust.
We've talked, Brent, about how this team is going to be built on defense and pitching with the four Gold Glove winners up the middle. When you heard of how they were really solidifying the defense behind you and your fellow pitchers, how did it make you feel going into this season?
We were already excited, but it made us a whole lot more excited about everything going on with our team. We knew these guys were competitors, but it's been incredible how well they fit into the clubhouse, how much energy they bring day in, day out. It's really been great for our team and on paper and in the clubhouse. So we're pumped. We're very excited. These are great players we brought in. And like you said, pitching and defense look to be strengths, but also the lineup has been hitting the heck out of the ball this spring. So it's been great to see guys really been working hard this offseason, and it's paying off.
Brent, after having to go through last season with no fans in the stands, how big of a difference will that be this year, even though it's either 25 or 35%? How big of a difference will that be as compared to last year?
I thought it would be a big difference. It's actually even bigger than I thought it would be. So in spring training, having fans in there just changed the whole dynamic of the game, made it that much more fun. You forgot what it was like, quite frankly, to play in front of fans and what kind of, like, how fun the energy can get and the atmosphere and just being able to, you know, wave to people, this and that. So it is, it's incredibly better. The exhibition game here last night in Texas felt like a regular big league game. And it was really cool energy. This is a great park too. So that doesn't hurt, but it's better than I thought it would be.
How much do we just kind of discount last year in terms of guys that had down years because it was such a strange year? And I mean, baseball being 162 games, you go into a slump, you know you're going to have to work your way out. But over 60 games, it's just so much more of a sprint. You go into that slump, maybe you start pressing a little bit, you can't get yourself out. How much of last year when, you know, fans should be kind of evaluating where they think the Brewers are, should they throw out results from last year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the games still counted, stats still counted, but it was certainly like, when you're looking at guys' careers, it's going to be there's always going to be that question mark, like, why did they only play 50 games and what happened here or all that stuff? Why did he only pitch this many innings, blah, blah, blah. And it's just the facts of the situation last year was the season was funky. It was short, and everyone had to adjust to it. Some were able to have great years. Some were able, you know, weren't able to do that. So it's always just going to be in those history books is like, hey, this was a weird year. Certainly some guys can overcome it. Hopefully everyone can overcome the down parts of it and learn from it and be more resilient from it today. But, yeah, I don't know if you can totally discount it because, you know, the game still counted. It was still, you know, big league baseball, but it was definitely different.
Brent Suter joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning on ESPN Milwaukee in advance of opening day, which is now just 2 days away. Okay, what can you tell us about the protocol and the vaccines and the situation that you guys are in? I know you're in a hotel right now as you guys get ready for an upcoming game, but how restrictive are the rules and protocol that are in place?
Yeah, they're decently restrictive. I'd say the big one for guys is not being able to have the families in on the road with us, like in the team hotels. But that looks to be being able to be adjusted once vaccinations happen. So guys are looking forward to that. And then, yeah, just the mask wearing continuing in the weight room, in the clubhouse, on the field, or like in the dugout and bullpen, and some other things that, you know, we won't, I guess after this pandemic's over, we won't miss, or once we get to the final stretch of this thing, we're not going to miss those protocols.
Brent, how do you guys break down an MLB season? My background is in football, so obviously we played a 16-game season, and we'd treat it like four quarters. So the first four games, we'd look at the schedule and go, okay, we got to come out of here 3-1. The next stretch, we got to come out of here 4-0 with three home games or whatever. Do you guys do that in baseball because the season is so long? You look at it as 20-game stretches, 40. How is that done?
Honestly, our approach has more been series by series. Like, let's win the series. So if we're playing, you know, three-game series, want to win two at least. Playing four-game series, want to win three at least. And just go by that, I think. A little bit, maybe first half, second half analysis when you're looking back, like at the All-Star break, like, okay, how was the first half? But our mentality has been obviously come to play and win that day and be a great teammate that day, but series by series.
Talking with Brewers pitcher Brent Suter, what are you expecting? What are the team expectations? Have you guys talked about that at all? Like, what are the expectations for the 2021 Milwaukee Brewers?
Expectation is to you know, win the division, be in the playoffs, and win the World Series. Honestly, we expect that we'll have a very competitive team. We know that the division's competitive, but we feel confident in our team. We expect to make it to the postseason again and bring home a trophy from Milwaukee.
Brent Suter, I have to put you on the spot here, all right? What is more likely to happen by the end of the 2021 season? Christian Yelich is your MVP of the league, or Brandon Woodruff is your Cy Young winner?
Oof.
And don't say, why not both?
Well, yeah, why not both? It's honestly like it. Those are both, I think, in the well in the realm of possibility, probability, I'd say. So, yeah, I'd go both. They're both looking really, really good this spring. So, just from the little season preview there, it looks like a movie I want to watch, you know what I mean? So it's been good.
Last thing I have for you, I know you're very passionate about your strikeout water campaign, strikeout waste campaign, strikeout water. Just get rid of water. Who needs it? Strikeout waste campaign. How's that been going for you? Are you seeing progress being made around MLB with guys limiting their waste?
Yes and no. I mean, the pandemic really hurt with the everything has to be kind of disposable, or a lot of things have to be disposable in terms of like the Tupperware and the utensils. But there was actually kind of a league-wide push to get Gatorade, reusable Gatorade bottles in the dugouts last year, which I think cut down some waste. That was really good to see. And then this year, with the protocols that I think the Gatorade bottles are on hold, it seems. So I think that something changed there, but it's going okay. I mean, there's still some guys who do it, but I think we need a little revamp. But that's a good point. We need a little revamp on the movement here, because the pandemic is, hopefully once we get the team or everybody who wants it fully vaccinated, we can kind of loosen those protocols and get reusable bottles back in the dugout.
All right, Brett. Well, we are seeing some publications out there that are picking the Brewers to win the division. We certainly hope that that's how things shake out this year. Great to have you on the show with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Have a great day, and we'll see you out at the ballpark for opening day.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Brent Suter of your Milwaukee Brewers, such a good guy.